Sunday night women's shiur, Chavis Halvavos. We're starting a new shiur, Be'ezus Hashem, or Yud Aleph Sivan, Sunday night. So the Chavis Halvavos is the other Rabbeinu Bechaya. There's two Rabbeinu Bechayas that we know of. One lived 2 centuries later and wrote a parish on Chumash, and a very famous sefer, or relatively famous, called Kad HaKemach, a philosophical work. And this is Rabbeinu Bechaya of the Chavis Halvavos, who lived into the 11th century. And it was before Rashi, before the Rambam. He was really a Talmud of the Gaonim, of Rav Shvira Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon, very, very early Rishon. And Chavis Halvavos is, the technical name is Chavos, for those of you who hear about such things, the technical name is Chavos Halvavos, but it's become known as Chavas Halvavos. It could be either way. Lvavos is plural, but you could say Chavas Halvavos. What? The Chova of the Lvavos would mean the lave of all of Klal Yisrael, right? Everybody's lave. I only have one lave.
One Chov?
The Chov. He called it Chovos Halavavos. It's become popularly called Chovas Halavavos. Okay. Anyway, and it's... I was prepared, and then I decided not to spend time on it. Over the generations, what the Vilna Gaon said about it, what the Chassam Sofer said about it, what the... Just one thing, the Beis Yosef, who everybody heard of, I assume, had a Malach, it's known, that would come and learn with him Torah, called the Magid. The Magid. And he quotes the Magid as telling him to learn Chovos Halvavos every day. Mm-hmm. And it's a remarkable Sefer, as we've seen already over the years. And it's very modern, very, very modern, very up-to-date, very modern. It's really his mindset is really in tune with a lot of chinuch things that we talk about, his whole approach in Shara Avodas Elokim that we talked about in Shavuos really is very non-coercive. He said, Judaism is not coercive. It's coming to a realization that you want to do this, which I call modern. My parents never told me that. And I have the black and blue marks to show it. Okay. So I decided, and I hope it's not a wrong decision, to learn the Hakdama of the Sefer first. We're going to learn Shara HaBechina, Mitzvah Shem, which takes us through the whole physical universe and says this is unbelievable, and everything, all disciplines, whether it's science or psychology. Again, it's amazing, you know, you're talking about the way he dissects all the fields of human knowledge. I don't know, when you go into the 11th century and he is so knowledgeable about so many things, I don't know if it's remarkable or not. I don't know the science of that, I don't know the science of our century. I don't know the science of that century, the way he talks about different biology and different kolchos in a person of memory and forgetfulness and different emotional, different emotions a person has, and how we have to realize it's Hashem that creates these emotions in order that we... And he talks about why a baby has so many illnesses. What is to be gained out of a baby being sick? He doesn't use the word ear infection, but like, why is a baby always sick? What's gained out of it? He gives a good answer. He says, this is jumping ahead a lot, because we're not even starting Shara HaBechina now. He says, the reason babies, I don't know if he doesn't use the word suffer, the reason they have so many issues, what for? He says, it's slowly, slowly, the child as he grows up is getting used to the idea that life is not smooth. And it's like seeping into the baby's subconsciousness. Like, he gets used to the idea, because every need of the baby is taken care of. But every once in a while it gets a shot, or its ear hurts and it cries and it and can't express itself yet, and that's where really like your heart goes out, because, you know, what, just tell me what's wrong. And it really, that's what he says. He says it's a matana from Hashem, and the idea is to slowly get the baby used to the idea that life is not smooth. And it gets older and older. That's what he says. Just so he goes through so many things. I decided to learn the Hakdamah of the Sefer. It's a remarkable Hakdamah. Maybe it's maybe it's not such a good decision, because maybe it'll end up being a little boring. So I don't know. We'll see. You'll tell me. You won't tell me though. So I hope I realize it myself, and I'll just go through it very quickly. Omar HaMechaber. He wrote an introduction. The introduction is really remarkable. I mean, he opens up to his reader. Almost like a modern day author, and he expresses all of the thoughts that went through his mind that motivated him to write the Sefer, and then he changed his mind, and the opposition he felt, and then he thought, who am I, and if it's such a great Sefer, how come nobody ever did it before me? So it must not be so good, because someone for sure would have done it until now, and who do I think I am? And he had all these issues, and he lets you in on them, and he tells you how he resolves them, and he does it because he knows that whenever anybody wants to, and that's why it's worthwhile to learn the Hakdamah. The Hakdamah is worthwhile to learn because the Hakdamah is the story of anybody that wants to do anything, and right away people play, maybe they think they're doing you a favor, they're playing devil's advocate, or they're telling you the difficulties, or they're saying, if it's such a great idea, how come no one ever did it before, etc., etc. And it's really that mindset, and it teaches you a lot. But that's around halfway through the Hakdamah. The beginning is a little religious. You have to bear with me. Amar HaMechaber, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, okay, Asher Lo Yeos Inyan HaEchad HaAmiti, who is worthy of being called Echad, the true Echad. He develops that idea in Shar HaYichud, which everybody skips over. We didn't. The men's Chavos HaLevavos here did not skip it. But the idea of Hashem Echad, because there's so many things involved in Hashem Echad. First of all, he's one and not two, but that's like on the lowest level. You say there's only one Hashem, not two Hashems. It also, he's unique. It's not just that he's one, but he's unique. There's Ein Kamohu. There's nothing like him. And it's even more that Hashem could only be one by definition. It's not that he happens to be one. You say, I have one head. So I happen to have one head. I could have two. But it's not that there's just one Hashem. There can only be one Hashem, just by the very definition of Hashem. Okay? And Chavos HaLevavos says, and then it sort of got lost for hundreds of years, and then the Hasidim, the Baal Shem Tov, really reawakened the idea that Hashem Echad means that all there is Hashem. This is Hashem. This is not real. This doesn't really have any existence. This doesn't really exist. It only exists because Hashem wills that it exists. And if Hashem's will would be withdrawn for a moment, it would cease to exist. Right? If I create something, I build something, so even if something happens to me, the thing is built, and it takes on an existence independent of me. But nothing in the world takes on an existence independent of Hashem. Everything is always Hashem's will, that it exists. Hashem is always saying Yehi Or. Hashem is always saying Yehi Rokia. He's always saying Yehi Mayim. He's always saying Yehi Pepsi Max. So what this, and the Tanya, not the Tanya, my Rebbe who taught me Tanya, Rav Yael Kahn Shlita, he gave a wonderful mashal. He says, if you throw a rock up in the air, so now the rock is flying, right? So he says, that rock is not different than any other rock. It's not shot. Every rock is a stationary rock. And that rock is, wow, unbelievable. It's a flying rock. No, it's not. It's also a regular rock. What you see a flying rock. But it's not the rock that's flying. it's my koach that I put into the rack, right? And as soon as my koach ceases, plop, it's going to be a rack like every rack. The rack is not flying. What's flying, the koach of flying is me. He says, Hashem wills everything to be. So everything really doesn't have true existence. It doesn't objectively exist. I would use the word objectively. It's all subject. It's all subject to Hashem's will. So that interpretation of Hashem Echad is He's the only true existence. That's Chavis Halvavah says it in Shaar HaYichud, and the Baal Shem Tov really, and the Nefesh HaChaim also, like reawakened that idea. Of when you say Atah Hareis Oladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Od means there is nothing else other than Hashem, because Hashem's will is Hashem. That's all. It's all the same. So that's the real Echad, is that He's all that really exists. Okay, it's a Hakadmon b'Mitziyuso. By definition, He always existed. Hamasmid Tovaso, and the Chayav Zavavos puts down the gauntlet right in the beginning, that this is essential to Hashem's nature, if we can talk about Hashem's nature, to the degree that we talk about Hashem's nature. He right away, I mean, look what he puts first. It's amazing, and because this is the Chayav Zavavos. This is the Sefer Chayav Zavavos is to get you to think about how Hashem showers us with beneficence, gives us things, is always giving us things, gives us life, gives us millions and billions of things. We only think of Him when we break our leg, when something doesn't work. But Hamasmid b'tovaso, Hashem created the world because He wants to be mative, and everything ongoing, and that's what Shaar HaBechina, which we'll be learning about, is how to appreciate and feel gratitude towards Hashem, because you walk in the street and Chavis HaVavos, we don't do this, and if we'd follow Chavis HaVavos, we'd be better. I mean, we'd be better people for it. You look around, and that's why He wants you to study science, because you say, wow, it's so complicated to breathe, and I'm breathing, and I'm not even thinking about it, and I'm moving my hands, and I'm thinking what to say, and I'm forming words, right? And without the koach of memory, if there wouldn't be memory, I wouldn't remember the ABCs. I wouldn't remember how to talk. And there's thousands, maybe millions of electrical impulses going from my brain to formulate words and thought process and to think what word to say. It's all so enormously, and Hamasmid b'tovaso, it's ongoing, right? It doesn't stop. Asher boro kol hanim tso, okay, so, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher lo yeyos inyan ha'echad ha'amiti, He is truly one, and we went through a few definitions. One has to be one, unique, the only thing that really exists. By the way, the Rambam, when he says that idea too, that He is the only Mukhroch HaMetzius, that's the Rambam, He is the only thing that objectively must exist, that's what it means. He says that's the definition of Hashem Elokim Emes. There is a Pasuk Hashem Elokim Emes. When we say in Kriya Shema Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then we add the word Emes, if we continue davening, right, it's really not part of the Pasuk. The pasuk stops by Ani Hashem Elokeichem. If you open a chumash, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Aschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Le'elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, V'yatzev Nachon, or V'emuno Kol Zos. It's a remez to the pasuk that says Hashem Elokim Emes. The Rambam says that the meaning of that pasuk, it's a heavy meaning. Hashem Elokim Emes is heavy, and it means this point, that He's the only, what the Rambam calls, Mukhroch HaMetzius. He's the only thing that has to exist. We don't like to think about such things, and maybe we don't have to. That's right, not important right now. But, because we think that we exist. We have a sense of self. And Well, we don't want to think that we don't really. We don't like to think about that. Anyway, and then he says, "Hakadmon b'mitziyuso, hamas mitovoso." He right away says, "When you think of Hashem, think of a parent, a benevolent parent, a beneficial parent, a parent that loves you, a parent that just showers you with tovos." Asher boro kol hanemtzaos laos alachduso. Now, I don't know how much to. What does the sentence mean? He created all that exists as a sign regarding his unity. So that says a few things. First of all, it teaches us, and this is, again, this is part of the Sefer Cholos Halevavos, why he wrote the Sefer, because it sort of got forgotten somewhere along the line. The real purpose of the Bria, of creation, is only, it's a big only, that there should be, we should acknowledge Hashem. That's really, and that's what he says, Asher boro kol hanemtzaos, he created all of creation, laos alachduso, which means we're supposed to walk in the street and we're supposed to see Hashem in the Bria. And that's why Shar HaBechina is first. So you say it's not first, it's second. Okay, because Shar HaYichud is first, which we're not going to learn, because Shar HaYichud just proves, because one of the things the Chayvus HaLevavos is big on is Seichel, not to accept things, but to, it's a very, very controversial Shita. Not everybody holds like that, as we well know. But Chayvus HaLevavos holds, you have to question and demand answers and become convinced, and the truth can be proven, and that's the way to go. And and that's what he does in Shar HaYichud. And it's dangerous, right? It's danger there, because what happens if you don't get convinced? It's like, where does Emunah fit in? So he also believes in Emunah, but he holds that's a lower Madrega. Kuzri holds the other way. You try to understand, but it's a higher Madrega to just say, I believe, I accept, I believe. But anyway, Shari Yichud's first, because first you have to believe in Hashem. If you don't believe in Hashem, you're not going to walk in the street and say, wow, Hashem is so great, Hashem is so kind, look what Hashem does for me, look how Hashem makes the trees and the flowers and the air and the atmosphere and the sun. And, you know, you can't stop. And anything you delve into, anything you delve into, anything, muscle, the eye, and that's just a physical human body, really, anything you delve into in physics, and chemistry, and then plants, he does that. That's Shah HaBechina, that's what we'll be learning. But Hashem created everything to signify, to show, to express, that to indicate that he exists. Now, he says an interesting thing. He says it shows that he is one. Now, you could say, how does it show he's one? It shows that he exists, because you see such a wonderful universe, and you see that everything works, and you see that there's enough air and enough oxygen. And so I have a theory. Your husband helped me a lot there. The whole world is really binary. The whole world runs that there's usually, always, if you think of electricity or magnetism or Zohar and Akeva, it's always like two things working together to produce a certain effect. It's a binary world. It's like positive and negative makes electricity or magnetism. And I made a list once of examples where you see that as you delve into the Bria, it's everything boils down to two things working together. Molecules and whatever. So really, I don't know if the Chayvus HaLevavos meant it, but it's sort of when you see always two things working together in a common cause, so that's really a sign that there's something above, something singular. Nothing is singular. Everything is working in tandem, in pairs. So there's something running the show, and he's Echad. That's, so it's not only that everything is created So first of all, it's an important principle which will be repeated a couple of thousand times, that the world was created. Everything is really, it boils down to acknowledgement of Hashem. And everything that Hashem created was made as a tool, and this gets forgotten. This is what he wrote the Sefer for. It gets forgotten in daily life. It gets forgotten in the rituals of Judaism. It gets forgotten. Like, we don't think of Hashem. We're busy doing what we have to do, even in terms of mitzvahs. The world was created so that people and the Bria should acknowledge and be aware that Hashem exists. That's the world. And if you look at the world and examine the world, and that's what Shara Bechina is going to teach us to do, hopefully, is to use the world to make the world reach its goal, to recognize Hashem through everything that exists, through everything he created. That was the purpose of that creation. The Yotza Yitziros, and he created things lo'ed al gvuroso. Right, you have some inkling of his might if you go to Niagara Falls, right? If you see it, you know, people go to things and like we're humbled. You know, we're learning humbled. You go to the Grand Canyon. People that see, like, if when you see, I have the slideshow. I told you that you go to the 10th power. You keep going up in the world. You start off seeing a person's hand or a leaf, and you keep going up 10 meters, 100 meters, 1,000 meters, 1,000,000 meters, until you see the whole world, and you see the Milky Way, and you see the galaxies. If you want to give me your email address, I'll mail it to you. It's really, you see Gvuroso, you're humbled. You know, we say, you know, you ever see a tsunami or a tornado? This is Kol Hashem Al Hamoyim. It's just a drop of the gvuras of Hashem, Hashem's greatness, might. Veheichel chadoshos, he created things, lahoyed al chochmoso, because you see tremendous chochma. Any discipline you delve into in the world is made on tremendous complexity, and it works. It works. Things work. And everything has to work together. Right? The rain cycle, like, you have all those different things that, like, they have to work together. Photosynthesis, like, right? The way the whole Bria runs, the way the sun emits energy, and the way the energy is changed into usable energy, right? And the way we learned a little, the blood carry, it's like an ace. It is an ace, not like an ace. The way food gets broken down, and the blood delivers the different nutrients to the aver that needs those nutrients, right? And meanwhile, it's a two-lane highway, and it's returning the junk, right? And it doesn't make a wrong delivery. It makes, right? Think of the post office, I mean, right? And everything goes to the right place. It goes to the right place, and the garbage men are taking out the garbage meanwhile, and they don't crash. Like that, and really, and that's a Shara Bechina. You know, everything is made on tremendous chachma, and that really, again, is a chizuk emuna, because if you study the world and you see how intricate, how different animals get their food, and you see an ordered universe, and you see a planned universe, and you see structure in the universe, and you see that it works, and that's how Hashem made it, lahoyed al chachmoso v'godel tuvo, and how kind he is and how good he is. Kedichsiv, and now he quotes a couple psukim in Ashrei that we say every day, and if we, it's sad how it's become a phrase for just saying words and not thinking what they mean. We say daven Ashrei. I don't know if you've heard the phrase. Men say, okay, I think I'll just daven Ashrei. It means to read, it's sad because it means to read words without knowing what they mean. But this is what the world, what do the malachim do a whole day? They just praise Hashem. And that's what we're supposed to do. Dor l'dori, shabach ma'asech, u'gvasech yagidu. That is the end, that's the purpose. Uksiv yaducha Hashem kol ma'asecha, v'chasidecha yivarchucha, kvol malchuscha yomeru, u'gvascha yadaberu, l'hodi alivneho adam gvurosov, u'chvor adam alchuso. I'm not explaining the psukim, you could look it up. This is Ashrei, and there's two themes in Ashrei. What the Bria yells out, that Hashem exists, and people are supposed to praise Hashem and be Mahalel Hashem and Meshabeach Hashem and Mevorech Hashem for showering them with the Tova. Vagadola Shebetovos. You know, as we'll learn in Shara Bechina, all the great favors Hashem does of people, starting with life itself. But look what he says, the greatest of all tovos, like if you had to pick the top of all the things he did, Asher Heitib Behem HaBorei La'avodov HaMadabrim, that he gave to the human race, Achrei Hamtzio, Osam, is that Hashem created them. He created them al tchunos hakarosam. This is the chavis halvavos. This is with seichel. He created them with the faculty of perception. Al tchunos hakarosam bohen gemura, that they have the ability to perceive things. I'm not talking about the physical gift of sight. We're talking about seichel. Perception, hakara, to really understand something deeply, to see, to understand it fully and deeply. The havanosam shlema, havanosam is understanding. Hakarosam is more like perception. Hakara, to recognize, to perceive. So we're talking about, the kids of the whole gamut of seichel. We're not just talking about memory, which is also quite a gift, but he's talking about like chachma, seichel. He's not talking about that we have a storage bin in our minds of memory, but he's talking about the ability to understand fully something, whether it's an idea or an event or a concept. Abstract thinking, b'kitzur. Abstract thinking. He says that's the greatest gift of all. Hiha chachma. Because we talk about Hashem's chachma. And it says Hashem b'chachma yisadaretz. We talk about Hashem did things b'chachma, so we can't compare, of course, the chachmas. But it's you see that this is like the greatest gift. If we want to say someone is a chacham, he has chachma. We the human race has chachma. Asher hichaye rucham, and it's the spark of their life. It's what makes them human. V'ner sichlam. And this is what ultimately brings us to know what Hashem wants of us. Seichel. So that's why, so you say, why is Seichel the greatest gift? Well, it stops me from being like an animal, and it enables me to build bridges, and it enables me to get my food, and to survive, and to even do more than survive. It's great. Seichel is fantastic. Yeah, that's all true. And it allows me to be creative and to have a sense of self and to feel fulfilled, right? All these. But it allows me to know what Hashem wants from me. Right? We're sitting here learning Chovos Halvavos, and we're using our Seichel, and he's quoting Psukim, and he's saying Hashem wants us to recognize him and to be aware of him and to praise him and to acknowledge him and to thank him. So we're using our seichel. He gave us the tools to acquire the wisdom or the knowledge how to serve Hashem. Hamatzelus also mikitzpo, which saves them ultimately from his wrath, his anger. Bolam hazeh, bolam haba. Kasher amar akosuv ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv da'as usvuna. These are various forms of chachma. V'amar Elihu, Ochein Ruachi Be'enosh V'nishma Shakai Tevinem. The Daniel Omer, Yoiv Chochmas Ola Chakimin. He gives wisdom to the wise. Umando Ali Yoide Bina. V'amar Akosav Ani Hashem Elokecha Malamedcha Lahoil Medrichecha B'derech Teilech. He says all of these psukim show that it's an extremely big deal, the rational faculty of man, that we understand things, meaning that I don't know, it's like an ace. I don't know how to describe it. We understand them, we perceive them, we can think, and we, oh, now I understand. and we have a sense of what's the Tanya's word for understanding something. He says we tofes it, we grab it with our minds, like we grab something with your hands, so you can grab something with your minds, like you have it now, you have it in your seichel. Yeah.
Considering that different people have different capacity for thinking and understanding, does that mean that there's a correlation between the amount of understanding that a person is capable of and the amount of Avodas Hashem that he can do? What happened to Emunah Peshuta that a person is able to just serve Hashem out of the love of Hashem without the full understanding of all his greatness?
Every person, according to the Chaim Salvavus, has to have a perception of Hashem and his greatness to the degree that he's capable of. It's not demanded to have it more, but everybody has a certain capacity. It's true, the higher capacities will understand more and have the responsibility to understand more, but everybody will understand something. So if I understand Emunah Peshuta, which I'm not sure how that's tied into loving Hashem is a function of Chachma, I think, more than Emunah Peshuta. Emunah Peshuta won't make me love Hashem, but when I examine the world and I see everything he did for me, and the more I study it, the more I understand it. This is what the Rambam says in Ilchus Yisodei Torah. I mean, loving Hashem will be developed through my studying Hashem's world and studying what Hashem does for me. I'm not talking about the heavy, deep philosophy of Shar HaYichud, which is the nature of Hashem and what spirituality means. And the Chaim Salvavus does not demand that. That's supposed to bring you to knowing Hashem is one. You could either believe it or you could know it you can be convinced of it. Chaim Salvavus would prefer you be convinced of it, but that's regarding the mitzvah of knowing that Hashem exists. What he's talking about here is like using the tools that Hashem gave to see him everywhere, right? Everybody's capable of that. Everybody's capable of stopping to think about a tree, you know, how a tree... not everyone, obviously. There are people, just like there are babies who can't do it, so there are people who are not capable of doing it. But your average person is capable of stopping and looking at a plant or a tree or the sun or the moon or to study. We don't study. It's not good. There's no excuse for that. Chavis always wants us to study enough to be astounded by Hashem's tovus, that he's always mashpia us. I'm not saying he'll open up my rava, but he certainly demands that people know enough, and everybody's capable of to whatever degree they're capable of. He wants you to the Rambam, forget the Chaim Salvavus. We keep forgetting the Rambam came after the Chaim Salvavus. But the Rambam is like sort of an acceptable figure. Yeah, the Rambam's a good guy. The Rambam says you study nature and you observe it. Now, maybe some people could get there just by the beauty of the sunset, and they just say this is gorgeous, this can't be happening by itself. Okay, if that works, then that's the way you will reach Avas Hashem and feeling that Hashem exists. And just standing there and watching the panorama of the universe, going to a planetarium, right, and just watching this slideshow and seeing what's out there. But the more you study, the more you'll know, the more you'll appreciate. That's all. So everybody has to do only what they're capable of. And the Chaim Salvavus opens our eyes to saying that we have to walk around and be more observant, be more grateful, be more appreciative, be more realizing. Right? I mean, If after we learn the whole Shaar HaBechina, we have kavana when we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bar Pri Eitz, that'll be good, right? You thank Hashem. But if you want to, you could spend your whole life studying an eitz, a tree, and how it produces fruit and leaves and branches, and each seed has the computer. Each seed has more data in it, DNA data, whatever it's called, in a small seed than the big computer. It's full of. So if you study that and you know that, you become more amazed at Hashem's greatness. So everybody does what they're capable of doing. The problem is we don't have time. I don't think we don't have capabilities. We don't have time. That's a problem. And certainly as a man, I can tell you in yeshivas, they don't do it at all, which is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. One day we're going to make a yeshiva that's going to do it. It could be done now. I mean, the yeshivas that learn science, that learn all the disciplines. Who made math? I mean, if there's amazing things that you can show with math, he's about to say. He puts math on a higher madrega than the natural sciences. To the Chayyus HaLevavos, math is like, the more abstract something is, the more lofty it is, the more ruchni it is. And he's about to say, V'chochma mischalekas l'shlosha chalokim, he categorizes. Okay, so it's Hashem, and Hashem gave us the gift of wisdom, because with wisdom we will recognize Hashem. And the whole thing is about recognizing Hashem, being aware of Hashem. So Chachma, Ruach Chachma, he categorizes in three parts. Hachelek HaRishon Chachma is Hayetzirus, which is the natural sciences. That's with physics and chemistry. And Shekorin Lo B'Loshon Arav, this is Arabic. Alilam al Tibi. I'm not up on my Arabic, so I can't help you there. V'hi chochmas tivei hagufos. This is how the natural physical world runs. And tremendous chochma. And, you know, it's a joke what he knew compared to what we know. I mean, it's a joke. And he says that what he describes in his Sefer is a tipa shebiyam. And what we know is so he says how the sciences bekitza. The chelak hasheni hi chokmas hashimush. I'm not sure how to translate the word shimush. What do they have? Does anybody have an English one? I'm not sure what shimush is. Oh, shimush means myth. Oh. Yeah, I know it means math, but I didn't realize the word shimush meant math. That's how they.
It just says math, which includes arithmetic, geometry, astronomy.
Yeah, that's already his next sentence. I mean, the translator used the word shimush for math. I'm talking about Ibn Tibbon. The Chavis Lovos was written in Arabic. Ibn Tibbon translated it into Hebrew, and that's what we read from. You could get Rav Kapach. I would be interested to know. Rav Kapach went back to the original Arabic and wrote the Chayvus Halvavos that we use by the men in Shul. We use Rav Kapach's Chayvus Halvavos. He made a totally new translation from the Arabic into Hebrew. And it's a more modern Hebrew. It's a little difficult, the Hebrew of Ibn Tibbon. Anyway, so Shimush means myth. Ah, that's interesting. Okay, Shkorin LaBaloshan Arvi Alim Ritzi V'chachmas HaMinyan. It's myth, it's algebra, Mashirim, geometry. Now he puts astronomy here also. I'm not sure I understand why. And music. He puts astronomy and music. It is sort of mathematical. Music is very mathematical.
Why not?
It is. No, I guess it is, yeah. But I'm not sure how it's a different.
Astronomy is also mathematical.
Yeah?
Physics.
Okay. What? Physics, not. He puts chemistry, physics. He puts the natural sciences in one category and math, astronomy, algebra, you know, all that stuff. And music in a second category. And the way he talks about it, that's like on a higher madrega. It's more abstract, it's less kosher to gashmius, it's more cerebral chachma, not kosher to the physical world. And the third is theology. V'alchelik hashlishi karlo b'loshen arvi alim aloki v'chochmos alokus. That's theology, studying about Hashem. V'hudas hakel yizbarach v'das toroso, what he wants from us. U'shar hamuskolos, concepts, what that Hashem wants us to have and to live and to be and to bond with him, kenefesh, seichel, ishim, aruchniyim, malochim, and all types of things. And that's, so those are the three categories of chachma. But the ikar is Hashem gave a person this great gift of chachma, and we're supposed to use it, except there's three categories of chachma, and there's different madregas. There's a lower madrega, and a higher madrega, and the highest. Okay.